Good morning, folks. It's Friday with Jim here at Coast Community Radio. And I didn't really realize until I walked in the studio that it is Pledge Drive this week. And so we'll be mentioning that during the course of our conversation. I'm happy to have my guest here in the studio with me, Mr. Peter Roscoe, a local restaurateur and man about town, but particularly he's the president of the Regatta Association. We're going to be talking about that. Peter, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks a lot, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here. And, you know, as far as the pledge goes, send in your pledges, please. This is a great radio station.
Yes, they've given us a goal of getting $100 worth of pledges during this half an hour. So the listeners' help with that goal would be much appreciated. Now, Peter, tell me a little bit about yourself. Kind of a biographical sketch.
Well, a lot of people know this, but some people may not. But I actually grew up here in Astoria. My father was in the Navy, and we moved here in 1956. So I went through most of my grade school and my high school years here, and always would come back to Astoria. I went away to college. I went away to the Navy, but I break that up with coming back to Astoria. And there was something about Astoria when we moved here out to Tongue Point that of all my siblings, I was the one that fell in love head over heels with this town. And I always sort of knew I would come back here. And so I did in 1999, returned back here to live in our family home, which was right up by the community college. At that time, I kind of did the rebuild on the sand trap at the Gearhart Golf Course. And for a while, I had two restaurants, one in Portland and the sand trap. And that didn't exactly work out, but it did lead me to Fulio's, which I opened in 2003. So we're coming up on our 11th year at Fulio's, and it's just been, you know, something I guess it was meant to be for me.
Well, you've got Fulio's, the restaurant, but then there's also the little deli right next door. Well, I really enjoy that deli.
Yeah, the deli. Actually, we came out with a bunch of really great new sandwiches at the deli. We have a banh mi sandwich now. We also have a duck egg and pancetta with thinly sliced red onions and a little Dijon on a delicious little ciabatta 4x4 is what we call it. So that deli has been a fun addition for us.
Well, those two recipes that you just mentioned, where do you come up with them? Do you make them up or you read about them somewhere?
Well, you know, banh mi, you know, I'll tell you the two banh mi. I had a delicious banh mi down in the Bread and Ocean in Manzanita. And it's kind of a Vietnamese sandwich, but they're very popular. Just good food is good food. It doesn't make any difference. But the egg one, recently I was at a conference in Vancouver, Washington, the Wild Seafood Exchange, and I had invited a friend of mine, Kathy Wims, that owns Nostrana and mm-hmm. Oven and Shaker in Portland, to be on the panel with me. And she needed a ride back to Portland, and we're old buddies, and so we were yucking it up. And we get to Nostrana, and she goes, "Well, do you want something to eat?" I said, "Well, I'd love to have lunch, but I got to get back to Astoria." And she said, "Well, hang on." She had her chef make me a sandwich that was very much like that, and it was so delicious that I, when I got back to Astoria, I said, "We got to do this in the deli," and that's how it happened.
So you're not actually a true NBA, native-born Astorian?
I'm not. I was born at the Naval Academy. My father was a career naval officer, and when he retired in 1959, he was what they call a tombstone admiral. So he had a very distinguished career, but there was not enough room in the Navy at that time for a bunch of the captains to move up to admiral as an active member. So they went to this little strata of officers, a small strata of officers, and said, "If you retire, we'll give you a designation as a rear admiral, retired, but you will never be an active rear admiral." So, you know, it was kind of like you can stay in the Navy, but you'll be a captain, or you can retire and you'll become an admiral. They wanted to force their hand to make a move, and he took that choice.
Well, I was kind of counting on you being an NBA so that I could talk about the NBAs, native-born Astorians. You know, they're kind of a cabal, and they function very much like the Illuminati in 18th century Bavaria. And people don't know about it, but they direct all the activities in Astoria. And you are not a member, Peter. That's surprising.
Well, this is kind of a new term, NBA, native-born Astorian, and ABC, Astorians by Choice. I'm even a more specialized category that I'm a salmon. I was kind of spawned here, not exactly, but and then I went away. I've been all over the world doing all kinds of things, but I returned. So I'm a guy that returned to Astoria. I grew up here. I'm not exactly an MBA, but I'm pretty accepted in that group.
Well, one of the things that you're doing now, I'd like to talk about it, the Regatta.
Regatta is
now, what, you are what? You're the president?
I'm the president of the Regatta. This is my second year as president of the Regatta. Early in 2000, or late in 2012, just for a variety of reasons, it appeared that the Regatta was going to be canceled, and I came up with the idea, let's uncancel it, and because I did that, they elected me president.
There you go.
So last year, we had a really fun time getting it all charged up and maybe putting a little more enthusiasm into it, and this year, we're continuing that.
What's the history of the Regatta?
The history of the Regatta started in 1894, and it kind of started on a whim. A conversation between two guys was overheard by one of the local newspaper reporters, and he reported this conversation kind of went like this. So what's next? Well, I guess we can have a regatta. So the next day, the guy put in the paper, there will be an Astoria Regatta. And in those days, to think about it, there was a lot more. Astoria's waterfront looked a lot different. So where we have our port docks was quite different in those days. And back in the 1890s, they used to have an athletic facility down there. And so what they would do is, ships would come in, and these guys aboard the ships were so confined, they needed to get off the ship and exercise. And so mm-hmm. they were playing cricket, they were playing rugby, they were playing football, they do a lot of other gymnastics, boxing, wrestling kind of things. And so these guys that had this conversation, evidently a ship had just left and they'd had some kind of festivities going on, and that's where they say, well, what's next? And well, we'll have a regatta. That's how it kind of started. It has not been a continuous span of time. It did start in 1894, but there were a couple of breaks in there. There was World War One. Funding has been an issue on and off. There was World War Two and the Depression, but it's been continuous since World War Two.
Uh-huh.
Around the end of World War Two. In the late 40s and continuous. In the 40s, 50s, and 60s, regatta was really about, one of the big focal points was the Salmon Derby. And they were, even in those days, the prize big fish was $2,500. People would come from all over the world to try and catch the biggest Chinook.
Hmm.
There were thousands of people out there fishing. And of course, our gillnet fleet, there was a lot of gillnetters in the main stem. You just don't see what used to be with the gillnetters out in the main stem. I mean, I remember growing up and many times looking out during a gillnet opener on the Columbia River, there's hundreds of boats out there. The gillnetters are not allowed to fish right there anymore. You never see that.
That was because of this edict from Governor Kitzhaber.
Well, Not exactly, but that section of the river hasn't been fished for quite a while. There are other places, they have different zones. I mean, the management of the river, let's not even get into the fish politics. But I've been pretty involved. I'm on a advisory committee that between the Oregon and Washington Fish and Wildlife that oversees.
Well, we can talk about the fish politics. I had Steve Fick on here a couple of weeks ago, and he got into it pretty heavy.
Yeah, and I'm actually Steve is the admiral of the regatta this year.
Oh,
and here's some big news. Let's talk about fun stuff. The big news this week is that we have a grand marshal has committed to being the grand marshal of the parade. Last year's grand marshal was a good friend of mine, Michael Ironside, an actor from Hollywood. He played he's played in hundreds of roles, but he was in Free Willy. He played the aquarium owner in Free Willy. This year, the grand marshal is ESPN sportscaster Neil Everett. Neil is, his family is from Astoria. They're actually the Morfitt family. And I've known Neil for a while, and I've known his dad and his Aunt Jane all my life. I mean, they've been good friends of mine. So he has got a spectacular career. He's one of the preeminent sportscasters of his time, of his generation. He's on every night on ESPN Los Angeles. They brought him out from Bristol, Connecticut. He was doing sportscasting in Bristol, but then ESPN did a reformatting and they have these kind of regional ESPNs. So if you're in Chicago, you have different sportscasters. If you're in Dallas or Miami or New York, you have different guys. But on the West Coast, at night, where most people watch ESPN for their sports updates, Neil and his partner on air, Stan Verrett, they're the guys. And he's had a spectacular career.
Peter, thanks again for being with us.
Sure.
Let's talk about the regatta a little bit more now. The admiral, is that just a figurehead, or does the admiral actually do stuff?
Well, pretty much a figurehead. There's, you know, regatta has a lot of moving parts. Yeah, regatta, let's talk about when is regatta first. Regatta is in August from the 6th through the 11th. So that's a pretty broad span, but it's really compacted from the 7th through the 10th is where it really, you've got your Thursday night coronation, and then you've got your Friday activities and your Saturday Grand Land Parade and the boat parade, and that's pretty much what people focus on. There are just many things that go on during regatta. There's the coronation. There's a very, very nice service early Friday morning called the Maritime Memorial Service. And for folks that go on Memorial Day and see what Ray Goforth has done there, it's not quite that big, but we've kind of reformatted in it, and I encourage everyone to go there. What happens is we ordered a ship's bell last year that's got a beautiful tone to it, and each year we put the sector commander of the Coast Guard's name on that bell, and the focus of the entire, there's color guards and there's we have Canadian visitors, so there's a Canadian national anthem. And the court is there. This is the first appearance of the new queen of regatta. This is her first public appearance after the coronation. And then the sector commander and spouse will go and throw some flowers on the water after that sector commander's speech. And then we ring the ship's bell once for each time that Astoria has been a Coast Guard city. So this year we'll ring it twice.
And that memorial is located where?
It's at the Maritime Memorial Park underneath the bridge down in Uniontown.
Kind of down behind what used to be Paulo's.
Yeah,
which
right
is
down
now
there.
M&M.
M&M, yeah. It's down there by the Sumi Hall, behind the Sumi Hall. Then another thing that we've kind of reformatted is the salmon barbecue. And this is another thing that we expect this part of Regatta to just get better and better and bigger each year. But where the, in what is called Heritage Square, but everybody knows it as where the Sunday market is in the parking lot across the street from the Bankers Building.
Mm-hmm.
We get that at Four Regatta, and since we've rerouted the parade, it doesn't go on Commercial Street anymore. That is a perfect place to watch the parade because it'll go around you. It goes down one street and comes back on the other. And we'll have our salmon barbecue down there. We've got a stage, and we have some performers from the parade. For instance, the lion dancers come there, and some of the bagpipers and the Get a Life marching band. But also we have some local musicians that play. And we're going to have a beer garden. And the beer thing is going to be a little bit more interesting this year because, first of all, we're organizing what's called a brew cruise. And that cruise, what that means is details to be worked out, but you're going to kind of have a passport program where you're going to go to the new Bowie Brewing or the Fort George or the Wet Dog or the Rogue. And you go to all those places and get your name in a bucket, and eventually somebody's going to win a cruise for two to Alaska by going to all those places and making a purchase. But additionally, all those craft brewers are going to be creating a Astoria Regatta beer, and we're going to have an award headed up by Dan Bartlett. What is the award-winning beer of the year? And we're also going to have, we're going to use Hondo's and work through Hondo's to have a home brewer's component of that. But those beers will be some of the beers that are available in our beer garden. And this year we're going to kind of do it a little bit differently to make it family friendly. So our beer garden will not necessarily be segregated away. So if Dad goes down and wants a beer, he doesn't have to leave his family sitting there that are watching, you know, they're having a salmon or there's chicken or hamburgers or something like that. You know, they can all be together in the same spot. And then the other thing about the food, we're this craft brewing hub, but we're also a culinary hub now. Astoria has become a real vibrant culinary community. We're really lucky to have that in our town. The variety and the quality of food that we can get in our restaurants is pretty amazing for a town this size. So the way I see it is that this is an ideal opportunity for all of our local chefs to show their chops with a barbecue. This should be, everybody should be lining up to come down during Regatta and have this fantastic barbecue put on by our local chefs.
And where's the barbecue going to be?
It's right in the same square.
Oh.
And there's even some talk about as the Heritage Square develops, and I don't want to say that this is going to happen, so don't get me wrong, but I've had a few discussions with people that are involved with the city, the potential as we develop Heritage Square to install a permanent barbecue that's kind of like the one out in a smaller version than the one they have out at Cullaby Lake.
Hmm.
So that, you know, the Heritage Square, everybody, as we've worked through, what do we want, a community space. Well, let's help people make it a community space. How? Well, let's at least put it in a barbecue so if people want to go down there and use it, that sports team or a church or CAMUN wants to have a fundraiser, they could rent it and have a barbecue. If you know, somebody wants to have a wedding or a party, they can rent it. The barbecue's already there. So it would kind of be helpful to make it a community space, and you could do it in a way that wasn't real obtrusive. You could have it tucked away and convenient. So anyway, we've got a barbecue and a beer garden and a stage, and the parade.
What else
going,
do you need?
What else do you need? And then that one other thing about that event, it's not going to go late into the night. This thing is really kind of focused. This is really focused on a particular, you know, segment of Saturday, because what we really want then is people to go down to the waterfront and watch the boat parade. And we had a lot of fun with the boat parade last year. We had 35 boats in the boat parade, and this year I expect quite a few more, a lot of commercial fishing boats, a lot of fun on the boat parade.
Fireworks?
Fireworks. We have plans to have fireworks. Last year we were very lucky to have an in-kind donation by Port Commissioner Jim Campbell. Got his barge down there. We had the fireworks down right in front of the Maritime Museum. We set up a grandstand there. And we've also got a lot of community partners with Regatta. The Maritime Museum is a community partner. Columbia Memorial Hospital, KMUN has helped out. I mean, as we look around, almost everybody is willing. The Downtown Association is a community partner. So we're focusing down there around the Barbie Center, which was formerly the train station. The Maritime Museum had, we kicked off a little thing, old wooden boats on trailers. And we expect that to grow a little. In the future, I would really like to have a maritime collectible swap meet down there.
Wow. So what other activities? We just got a couple of minutes, Peter.
Yeah, let's talk about opportunities for people to help with Regatta.
There you go.
Our next general meeting is the 27th of this month, and we have those meetings currently at the Community College in Columbia Hall, in the big main room there in Columbia Hall. We have plenty of, you know, as the old saying goes, many hands make light work. And so we have committee chairs, but we need help in a couple of areas. The court needs some help with some chaperones. We've got a few people involved, but we're trying to do things a little bit differently so you don't stick one couple with being a chaperone, because we take these girls out of town a few times to some of the other parades. We're working on a sponsorship package, and so we need a little help for people to go out and help have our sponsors renew. There are many activities during Regatta Week that need a couple of hands. For instance,
well,
the barbecue.
Excuse me. If somebody was interested in volunteering for one of those activities, what would they do? Who do they call?
Well, they come to the general membership meeting on the 27th, or they can call me at, or get a hold of me at Fulio's, and I'll help them out. But it's best to come to the general membership meeting, 6 p.m., Columbia Hall, March 27th. And they can help out on all kinds of areas.
6 p.m., March 27th.
Columbia Hall,
up at
Community College.
Clatsop Community College, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, other than that, just, for most people, they're just going to sit back and enjoy it. We will have a parade and fireworks and the Grand Land Parade and the coronation and the Maritime Memorial Service and the rose planting. I mean, it's a really fun thing.
Oh, the rose planting. I'd forgotten about that. That's down at the Flavelle House.
That is. And, you know, the Regatta's part of what's called the Northwest Festival Hosting Association, and that includes the Rose Parade and Royal Rosarians. And so we go all the way around the Northwest to different festivals.
Peter Roscoe, thanks for being with us here at Coast Community Radio for Friday with Jim show. It's been, as usual, wonderful, and appreciate you getting us lined out on these
thanks
issues.
Thanks for having me on.